evening, everyone.
Hello.
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 Hey, hey, hey. Hi. Everyone, welcome. Come on up here, mama. Yeah. Come and step into the lights. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Uncommon Grounds Cafe. If this is your first time here, we welcome you to lovely Aliquippa. I'm hoping that coming into Uncommon Grounds has given you guys a good feel for what Aliquippa is like. This is how we get down over here, some of us, or whatever. So anyway, my name is Andrina. I am the manager of here at Uncommon Grounds Cafe. What we are a ministry of a larger organization called Church Army. And what our mission is to reach the marginalized in our communities with the gospel and to bring them into the life and ministry of the church. So the way that we do that is just by doing boots to the ground work in areas of social justice, like food, insecurities, homelessness, addiction, recovery, things of that nature.
So if y'all have never tried an espresso milkshake from here, I need all of y'all to buy one day. That's all I'm saying.
It's fire. So that's what we do here. And so every year for Black History Month, we have some type of expression. If you don't know a lot about the history of Aliquippa, there are a lot of artists here, a lot of very, very talented people. And we've been going through a period of renaissance in our city, not only just rebuilding it physically, but in the spirit and the souls of the people of the community. So what we like to do here, if you can see, there's art all over the walls. We have open mic nights. We have worship nights. We do all kinds of things like that. But we feel that it's really, really important to give people a space to express themselves. So tonight, we are having our showcase here. Theme is Loving My Black. And I know y'all done came up with something. So with that being said, the Imprinted Club, my sisters over here, Miss Jessie and Miss Blossom, are going to go ahead and take it away, right?
Take it away.
All right, ladies.
Yay. All right.
So y'all ready for some words?
Yeah.
Yes. You ready for some talent, huh?
Yeah.
That's what you came here for?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let me hear everybody say, ayo.
Ayo.
Say, ayo.
Ayo.
Let's get it. Get it.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. So we have our first, right? We're going to have our first person come up. All right.
Up.
And I think I know who that is off the top of my head.
I already know.
I already know.
Yes.
So this brother coming to the stage, okay, y'all, vocals are amazing, okay? So I want y'all to get ready. This is my brother. He's talented. He's amazing.
He's an amazing person.
So if y'all can please give a warm welcome to Mr. Malik.
Yes.
So wait, we've been calling him Malik Long this whole time, right? But I was told this is Dapper Cool, okay? So I need y'all to be ready for Dapper Cool because he about to give it to y'all. So y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
I need y'all to be ready. Like Malik, anything, honestly, his vibes are just amazing. He will support you through everything. This is who y'all ready for, okay? So Malik, Mr. Dapper Cool, we ready for you, okay, baby? Let's get it.
What's going on, cool brothers and beautiful sisters? I'm the Dap Man, Dapper Cool. How y'all feeling tonight?
Yeah.
Y'all feeling good?
Yeah.
All right. I want to give this song, you know, I want to give a shout out to all the beautiful ladies up in here.
Yeah.
All y'all beautiful ladies. Because this song that I'm about to do is a cappella. It comes straight from the heart. So ladies, this is for all of y'all. I love y'all.
I'm so glad that I met you. You caught my eyes. Sitting over there looking so damn fine. I wanna get to know you better. Please give me the time. Yeah. I know soon. I don't wanna wait too late. Got to have you by my side. Let me know just what it takes. I wanna get to know you better. Please give me the time. I wanna be with you. You wanna be with me. Can't you see that you're everything? You are so fine, and you're one of a kind. Yeah. Woo! I wanna be with you. You wanna be with me. Can't you see that you're everything? You are so fine, and you're one of a kind.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram, CoolMalik82, Facebook, My Government, Malik Long, Twitter, Smooth Malik, also a host of the podcast titled The Cool Podcast with the Cool Brother. That's me. So if you want to hit me up to be a guest, email me at thecoolpodcast@ll.com or inbox me at one of my social media platforms. Thank y'all. Peace and blessings.
Mr. Dapper Cool over here, you know, he ain't even need no sound. Like, he was just getting it, right? So now I need Sweater Bob to bring his behind up to the stage. Sweater Bob, where you at? We waiting on you. You keep playing, and we ready to hear some, you know what I'm saying? So we got Sweater Bob. He about to bring it with the vibes, you know what I'm saying? So here you go.
You know it's too soon for me to be up here, right? gosh. What's up, everybody?
What's up?
All right, I know we have a theme, and I'm a very unorthodox person, so I follow the theme, but it's not in the regular way. I do a thing where every show I write some new stuff. I like to procrastinate, but I suck at remembering it. So if it's not a verse of me freestyling, I gotta be polite and read it to y'all just so y'all get the gist. I'll do two poems if that's cool. That's cool, right? You don't care.
That's cool.
That's cool.
That's cool.
You're not gonna care. The first one is gonna be one of my oldies but goodies. One of my classics is called I Am. After I wrote my poem called Flashbacks, I foresaw what was coming. I paused and I felt like I was on to something. I'm normally contained like water in a dam, but let me show you just a teeny bit of who I am. See, I'm an MC, better yet a wordsmith, a gift that I was blessed with, not something I was cursed with. And me being a fire sign, I thought that I was burned with, but the God of me made sure that this whole thing was worth it. See, I used to help the Rangers behind the scenes like Alpha, but so it seems I should have been on the front lines being the Alpha. And then I learned the difference between lead and lead, like when you said it should have been me when it was him instead. But that takes you from nothing to something like yeast and bread, and eventually you'll learn the heat what's been put above your head. And people have seen me break obstacles and then some, but yet still have the common sense to become one. And now, as of recent, I've been seeing plenty of green. It's my heart chakra. Now I'm tapped in, know what I mean? Y'all see my crown? I'm locked in. I'm not new to this and y'all knew this, but I'm dumb enough to not value exclusive, but still smart enough to be elusive and confuse Confucius. But please don't tell nobody. I come from a place where I don't even have nobody. And you won't get that until you read your MacBooks and show that your Surface Pro couldn't Google your self-worth until your looks finish at the start of the dam. Become your own daily affirmation, starting with I am. Yeah. All right. Woo! That's actually one of my favorites. I was in a bad place when I wrote that, so... All right, look, this is fresh off the press. This is deep, man. Look, you ready? Nah, Blossom, this is one of them. It's one of them. I'm allowed to cuss, right? Can I just express myself? All right, look, I just making sure. All right. So if anybody has heard my previous poetry, I have kind of a Martin Luther, Malcolm X complex where, you know, yin and yang, passive aggressive, all that fun stuff. Just gonna give that insight. So this next poem is called Martin Luther X. And it's literally like only a few hours old. All right, here we go. I have a dream that you'd finally shut the fuck up and leave me alone. It may not be what it seems, but it's just kind of different when your dementia meets depression at home. I tried being passive and it left me unsure. Now I'm aggressive enough to make sure you see these shells and leave you buried by the shore. And I do that because my feelings are distilled and your steel couldn't sharpen my steel enough and it hurts still. So how many times did I march to keep your rights civil? You saw what I did to Leah Nation with my head on a swivel. Or how many storms did I weather with people wanting me dead, and how many lives did I impact before we started all this bloodshed. But yet, you want me to celebrate the fact that I'm black. So if you love me like you say you do, please come take this knife you put in my back. But don't get it twisted, I love my black, my excellence, and everything that varies. And I could give a speech, I want to, it's tempting, but it sounds really scary. But honestly, I'd rather protect my peace by any means necessary. So if I catch one at the motel or catch a sawed off that hits me in my chest, well, maybe I'll wake up and try again. So I have a dream that I stared out the window with the rifle in my hand and wondered, if I hurt you the way you hurt me, would you understand why I suffer? But of course, and then quote, we must rise to the majestic highs of meeting physical force with soul force. And I'm at a point where I wish you well, but I won't flip a coin and you're wishing well. So anyway, happy Black History every day. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that's all you got for us. All right, I guess. All right, well, let them know where to find you at.
I was getting there before you took the mic.
Well, I gave it back.
You guys want to find me, Official Sweater Bob on Instagram. It's on my back if you don't know. Playlist curator, do a lot of art. I got an art studio at home, so I'm gonna fuss at you for not telling me to bring some
art. Oh yeah, so like his art is amazing. Y'all gotta check it out.
But yeah, so that's it. So you wanna see anything, hit me on Instagram or just, you know, follow me, don't matter. I'm here. Make sure you guys network with all the artists and all that fun stuff too.
So my next artist, this girl's crazy. Her name is Press the Poet, and I need her to bring her behind all the way to this stage because she about to bless y'all and she about to kill it.
I'm so nervous.
Oh, you can't be nervous.
All right, so I'm Press the Poet. If you guys have Facebook, y'all can follow me at Pothead Poetry. You don't have to smoke to follow. this one.
You sure?
Listen, smokers are welcome. That's why it's called Pothead Poetry. But if you don't smoke, you're welcome. But I wrote this a while ago. It's attacking colorism. I'm going to address colorism. It's called Song of a Black Girl. I should not have to be light-skinned to be acknowledged, nor should the shape of my curves be the definition of me. My respect level should not be determined by the demographic in which I reside, because when I hurt, my heart still bleeds. And yes, I've had to learn to be tough, rough and strong, because I've been broken down so many times, I've had to learn to build unscalable walls and prepare myself for uncushionable falls, because the world will not protect me. My feelings, I am told to keep them under control because it may offend those of the clearer kind. And any injustice done against me should be forgiven, because condemnation isn't mine. Neither is pride or beauty. So I should not walk with my head held too high, for it is mistaken as arrogance, and my intelligence for bouginess, my cognizance deemed rebelliousness, independence considered selfishness, because I know what it is that I want. I am expected to be of a nasty nature, uneducated stature, coming from a vulgar platform, having nothing positive to express. I am expected to not know the teachings of Maya Angelou, the writings of Toni Morrison, Alice Walker, or the brilliance of Nina Simone. I should have no knowledge of the greatness of the queens that come before me, like Imhotep and Nefertiti, because it's not intended for me to know. I am limited to being just a descendant of slaves, destined for submission and inferiority. But what you do not understand, my friend, is that I will not walk with the shame that is not mine. I will not shy away from taking my piece of the pie, because if you have forgotten, the ingredients of the pie that you so graciously deny me of comes from the lands of my ancestors. We have planted those seeds and watered those crops from day clean to day lean until our bodies dropped, while others sat, ate, and got fat. I shall stand tall and proudly walk as I heal the wounds left on the backs of my ancestors as you try to shame us for being black. I shall own the strength that you contend me for, because if you were built for it, you'd be able to handle it. But you can't, so you try to dismantle it. But guess what? My resistance is also built for that. So if you cannot show me the respect of your counterparts, I shall kindly and graciously show you how. You didn't get the fool you expected, so now let me take a bow and let me reintroduce myself. My name's Nicole. Not bitch, slut, or hoe. Now this is the song of a black girl. All right. Now this one, I'm sorry, this is one of my favorite ones. It's a baby in here. I'm gonna say some curse words, mama. But this hits home. It's called nigga shit, okay? I don't know how we're in 2020 and still act like slaves. How we treat each other worse than the patty rollers treated us in 1788. Walking around with name brand attire, confidence on high, low on tools that are required, like sense of self. You see, we blindly chase fake wealth. Men with no hope, so they kill each other with stealth. And then they look at the women that look like them and tell them, and they give them no help. They quickly say, black bitch, you should do it yourself. At times, we kind of do each other worse than the white people. Women are torn down so bad, they're trauma bonded to abusive lovers. Dudes are out here treating women how they watch past men treat their mother. Our children are emotionally, mentally, and psychologically tearing down each other. And this shit is a mess. You see, while we're playing checkers, they've always been playing chess. We let them be the kings and the queens, and we're their pawns at best. And this shit is ridiculous. And I'm getting kind of sick of it. Because everywhere I look, I'm seeing stupid ass nigga shit. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. But if you look in our culture, you see that ain't true. Black man killing black man, and we turn our heads like it's all right. Discarding a black woman because she could never seem to get it quite right. Y'all niggas are making me sick. Walking around with the mindset of Willie Lynch. Colorblind Uncle Tom type snitch. Look in your mirror and hate your own skin type shit. Making mixed babies to wash it away. Hoping your white girl gonna stay. So you keep washing away your self-heritage, hoping that you don't seem so black so she could still get her inheritance. Too many of our girls been called ugly so much, now she fucking off white men in hopes that they will validate her being and make her feel relevant. It's evident. We learned it's all right to be black as long as you don't have too much melanin. We look at the black man when he falls, we laugh and we say he fell again. When we need to lift each other up instead of happily putting each other through hell again. We need to give our sisters guidance instead of taking her secrets and running the streets and telling them. And we need to support more black businesses instead of hoping that they fail again. And to my Uncle Tom, brother, stop ignoring our issues for your money because you want to be on sale again. And please love our daughters so they can learn to get out their shell again. We can do better. If we knew more, we would. So my people, learn to play chess and be just a tad bit more than hood. It's a right to go to therapy so you can learn to feel a bit more than good. Because once again, we are playing checkers while they have always been playing chess. And we need to be the queens and kings and stop allowing ourselves to be their pawns at best. So the way I figure it, we all kind of need to get sick of it, put our minds together, and stop doing stupid ass nigga shit. White people and I like mixed people, okay?
Where can we find you?
Yeah, tell us where to find
y'all can find me on Pothead Poetry on Facebook. Put an at P-O-T-H-E-D Poetry. Y'all should see me in what looks like a beach, but it's not. It's the back of the waterfront, but we made it look fancy.
Hey, y'all. So what y'all think of Press? Let me get a round of applause for Press. Right. Ain't that girl official? She official, right? So we actually are going to have Blossom give y'all a little bit of word next. So I don't know if any of y'all have ever heard of Blossom. But wait a minute. Daisha? Okay, so y'all, what y'all don't understand, this girl live in North Carolina, okay? I didn't even know she was here, okay? So everybody just give a round of applause for my girl Deja, okay? Everybody give a round of applause. And my baby Z, I didn't even know my babies was coming, okay? But what we gonna do is give it up for Blossom. When I say this girl is the truth, like the word, like honestly, the reason I'm doing poetry is because of her. So I was real private about my poetry, and this girl made me do it. So we're going to give it up for Blossom, y'all. So she about to give y'all some words, okay? Woo!
Okay, so the poem that I have for you today, it's an older poem. I wrote it probably about, I want to say a year ago. I have not performed it since then. So if I get caught up on the words, please forgive me. I'm going off of memory. I used to turn up the music in order to drown out awkward silences I had with myself. They rang out so loud that they almost distorted my equilibrium, making me feel upside down in a sideways world, topsy-turvy, no one heard me. But I was screaming to be set free. Awkward, yet silent, I couldn't escape the thoughts and the memories of the little me. That little girl was so friendly. She played with everybody until one day someone told her not to melt in the sun. And then on another day, someone called her Pinche Mayate. And for those of you who don't understand what that means, it translates in short to ugly black bug. So that's when she taught herself Spanish, so that she'd be privy to the pain that some tried to douse her in. She couldn't win, and the kicker was when her mother's white friend told her to sit in his lap. You believe that? If I saw him now, I'd give him a punch in his face because now she can't erase the feelings that she felt and how her insides wept. She was a black little girl who some considered a black bug and easy to manipulate. And then when she was 10 plus 8, this sort of thing happened all over again, except this time she was called a colored. And I'm sorry, mother, this is no coincidence. Her black skin attracted evil words, thoughts, and faces. How do you explain this? You can't. Except this little girl had to learn early that the world was ugly, not her. So if you're black, I'm here to tell you that you will attract evil, but it's because you're special. Satan won't attack what he already has, so as a woman now, I turn down the music so that I could hear my thoughts. I lay in the sun so that I could get really dark because in my mind, this pisses some people off. But above all that, I'm black, I'm beautiful, I'm unstoppable. And they knew it. Yes. That's it, y'all. Okay. All right. Can I do one more?
Can she do one more, y'all?
Yeah.
All right. So I have to do this one because someone in this room inspired it. And that was Deja. we have a group, and in the group, she said, y'all, let's see if we could put together these words and make a poem out of it. And I was like, ooh, she challenging me today. So I put the words together. I didn't know how they would turn out. But then when I sent the poem to her, she said, sis, that's beautiful. So I'm going to see if y'all feel it the same. All right. In a distant land, I am found. Though I'm still looked for here, through my augury, I see a life less painful with structure. There's appreciation, no depreciation of my diencephalon, wisdom, or third eye. Instead, I, melanin queen, am seen and heard. Downgrades absurd, penio body, corpus colossum, power, and epiphysis, all in line to embrace this energy I bring. Sensory, brain, endocrine, I'm saying I'm dope. Enough to smoke, but you won't. I am to be savored and favored amongst the best. I am the truest and the fewest of pure vibes. You must subscribe to my channel. Please channel only your best frequencies with me. I see you in the mirror. I see us more clearer than ever before. We float on flames and we open doors. Sky high in the mind's eye, burning bridges of past leading to destruction. Our construction is worth a million upon millions. This dominion can't be touched by a weak mind. Instead, we find strength. Passing the fakes and the snakes, allowing mistakes to shape and integrate with good intentions. Comprehension above comprehension, did I mention with conviction? As I said, we are not here but there, with enlightenment rising to the sun, just like our hair. That's it, y'all. Woo! All right, so who do we have next on the lineup? What we doing?
So we're actually going to take a little break. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to end it with Blossom. So, you know, if y'all want to go grab some food, get something to drink.
Where can we find you, Blossom?
Oh, yes. Please let them know where they can find you.
Yes. So please check me out on Facebook. That's where I am the most, Blossom Nicole. We are always doing events. We're always doing something special. We actually have an event coming up March 6th. And it's called, what is it called? I don't even remember. We have so much going on. Oh, it's the all black. So if you like dressing up, if you like the color black, just come on out and find me at Blossom Nicole, and I'll have all details there. All right. Thank y'all for having me.
Yes. Everybody give it up for my girl Blossom, because she did that, right? Okay, you know what I'm saying? So if anybody is hungry, if y'all go to the back, to the left-hand side, they will have some food there, and we are going to get started in just a little bit, okay? So we're going to take a little pause and give y'all some time to mingle, give y'all some time to follow each other. And everything, if y'all want some food, is right behind y'all. It looks like somebody got it together. They done figured out how to get there. So, you know what I'm saying? If y'all want to eat, I know I like soul food. I don't know about y'all, but I like food that's good for my soul. You just want to go right behind you and go on and go ahead and get your plate. And then we're going to get started in a little bit with our next artist, okay? For this show to start back up, because we got D with the hyphen coming up next. Y'all don't even know about her, you know what I'm saying? So come on up here, D with the hyphen. Let them know what you about, girl.
Okay, let me hear y'all up in the house tonight. Okay, I hear y'all say D with the hyphens. All right. So here we go. It goes a little like something like this, you know. I'm going to get on this bus, and I'm going to sit right here, and who's going to stop me? Who am I? I love my black people. I had a dream that we will all come together and we will be as one. I was born January 15th. Who am I? Martin Luther King Jr. So with me saying that and doing a little, you know, a little skit of their expressions, their quotes on things, it had took me back about Black history. So when I looked at it, I thought about a man that was a part of my life, and his name is Pastor Emmanuel Moreland. And when I talk about him, it made me think about Martin Luther King Jr. when he was the leader of the Civil Rights Movement. So as I was looking through, y'all, please, I get so nervous. Woo, baby. So when I was looking at that, I was going through the photo album, and I seen a picture of my father leading a march, a group for civil rights. And it had touched me, and I'm like, wow, what am I going to do? And then I always said that Martin Luther King Jr. was my brother because we were born on the same day. He was born January 15th, 1929. I was born January 15th, 79. Okay. Who am I? I am Pastor Emmanuel Moreland's granddaughter. And the reason why I'm up here today is to acknowledge him for Black History Month. Yes. He was a man that in his retirement, he said he was finally done. He was at Holy Temple Church of God in Christ, and he was there a mentor by Pastor Augustus J. Moore. Well, Reverend Emmanuel Moreland couldn't wait to retire. What he wanted to do, the pastor of New Holy Temple Church in Aliquippa, he wanted to talk about himself, but he couldn't do that because it was difficult. See, because on church Sundays, he held a service to where everyone came to celebrate. He was a former worker at Culture and Hammer in Vanport Township, and he welcomed his ministry full time. So when Pastor Moreland was asked if he enjoyed all the attention, he said with a smile, "I don't, I don't, I don't." They said, "What?" Vincent Moy Jr. said, "Well, he's the grandfather and he's the nephew of Augusta Moore that founded the church. And it might be difficult to tell the difference between the Moreland ministry, ministering part-time and full-time, since he's always worked so hard. And when they say work hard, this man won't wear socks." You can see that now. We would always say, "What are you doing?" He would never wear a coat. So when they said that he worked hard, we would think back that how he would ride the bus and he would give and he would give to anyone. So he had given so much to his church, he said, that his ministry was his love. And he doesn't discourage anyone. He's kind yet strong, and he does not compromise on the word of God. So with that saying, Mr. Moreland, the guy who planned Levin Residency with a broom cleaning up trash, left at the intersection of 4th Avenue and Jefferson Streets. He's the man who visits the sick, he leads Bible classes, and he started a homeless shelter. He is at the church every day. That's the time that he put into his community. And at one time, Mr. Moy had said that the church only had 10 members. But when Pastor Emmanuel Moreland came along, there were like 350 names on the roster. And in his saying, he said, "We were down and people gave up on us. But now we're back and we alive, thanks to Pastor Moreland." So with that being said, Moreland began his association with New Holy Temple Church in 1559 after leading what he termed a lesson than moral life. "I just decided to leave the streets and come to the church," Pastor Moreland said. He said, "I wouldn't give up anything for this church. If they kick me out, I'll come back in through another door." Eventually, Moreland became a trustee, then a deacon. Then he was ordained a minister in 1996, and he became the pastor, which is now New Holy Temple Church of God in Christ. Recently, he led an ongoing renovation of the church with 20 new pews and a new carpet, and he scored more improvements. Now, he said he's building for the next one. He said, "I'm building it up for the next pastor. I'm building it up for the community. I'm building it up for the community to see that they have a home to go to. And now I am the pastor of New Holy Temple Church." And he said this, and his words were like the quote, "Stay together and we can make it," and we did. "But we give ourselves no credit and we give it all to God." And I just want to thank everybody for letting me acknowledge this man today. And I want to thank him for being there as a part of my life. And that's my Black history. Who am I? I'm Pastor Emmanuel Moreland, granddaughter. Del Shay, D with the hyphen. Thank you. And I'm representing my ancestors.
Thank you, Delsha. Delsha, y'all don't know, this is my girl. Delsha is like so much a part of our family here at the cafe. Like here, what we do, we're a place of grace, and that's just room and space to get it right. And so what we are really big on is loving one another and just listening to each other's stories so that we can all get a better understanding of one another so we can do this thing called life together better, right?
Right.
So Delsha is a homegirl from Aliquippa. Like, if you know about the homegirl of your hood, Delsha is a homegirl of Aliquippa, okay? And her story is one of humble beginnings, strong-rooted beginnings, but some challenges that caused trauma in her life. But she said, no, that the cycle stops here with me. All of the generational curses stop right now with me. And she works hard every single day to become Delsha D with the hyphen now and not the crazy Delsha she used to be. So, like, I salute you. And I'm so happy for Delsha. So real quick, I just want to talk to you guys about one of the ministries that are kind of on display here tonight. Back in the back, Angel, she has what is called Earth Angel Apothecary. That's a ministry that we do with local women in the community, creating organic bath and beauty products. And the goal is to be able to hire those women on, ultimately, to provide a living wage for them. So we have jewelry back there. We have lip balms. We have body butters, all of those really good smell good things that are like good for you. It's back there. So check her out. If anybody else is interested in about more of what we do here, come and ask me. It's a real cool spot. Next month, we're getting our open mic started back up again. It'll be on the 2nd and the 4th Friday of the month. And yeah, we're going to come and just do this. So I invite you guys out. Are y'all having a good time?
Yay!
Okay. Was the food good?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I'm so glad. So now I have a real treat for you guys. My sweet, sweet sister Rochelle is going to come up here and bless us with her hands. Come on up, sis.
Hey, if you need to dance, dance. Amen.
I gotta tell you something.
What's up, sis?
You know, when I was in elementary school, they told me I could not play a drum.
What?
Because I was a female. So I need you to show out tonight. That's what I'm saying. I need you to let them know what it's like for a female to play this drum, okay?
It's for all of us. Okay?
Yes. Greetings. My name is Rochelle Patricia Renee Burks. I am pleased to be with you here from Beaver Falls this evening. And this is my drum. If my house were to catch on fire, this is what's coming with me. Okay? And then I'll text my roommates, you know. But this is priority number one for me. I got this drum while studying abroad in Kenya, my senior year of college. And my friend Paul made it for me at the market. And the market for me was a lot like how Andrina just described the cafe. It was a place of grace for me in what was a very trying semester. And Paul and I became friends, and he was selling these drums. That was his livelihood. And I let him know, I'm a drummer. I drum a little. And so he let me sit with him for hours on end and drum on his drums he was making and selling, and folks would come over and buy them. And then on my way out after my 4 months there, he said, I have something for you. And he gave me this drum. And so I'm grateful for both Paul's workmanship and his friendship for me in that semester and for all the relationships that I'm sure you can relate have really carried me and transformed me to this day. And so I drum for freedom. I drum for peace. And I drum as a word of thanks to my God and the people in my life I love. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to play one more thing for you, and it's participatory, so I need you to be with me, okay? One of my favorite places that I have gotten to play my drum has been at various marches and protests. I think my first one was in Chicago. That's where I'm from. And it was when they were locking kids in cages at the border. They're still in there, by the way, okay? And so we were marching to free the kids and keep families together in Chicago. And, I mean, it's a powerful thing. I don't even know how to describe it, really. The drum unites people, brings us together, and keeps us united. And was this my most recent one? I think so. I was blessed to be able to go to D.C. For the March for George Floyd and Company at the end of August. And was anybody else there? Was anybody else able to go? I don't have the words, okay? It felt like a family reunion of a million people. I mean, we were all there for each other to better the future for our young people, for ourselves. And so one of the chants that we were able to play, and I say we because there's always other musicians present at these marches, and you just got to listen for them and find your spot in the beat. And so I was listening for them, caught up with them, and then we got the grooving. And the people around you, they'll start the chant on their own once they catch the beat. And they have some with a lot of expletives, which I see are welcome here tonight, and others that I could say to my mom. And so this is one of those ones. How to go. Okay. I'm going to say, give me a B. Okay, and y'all say, B, I got your B, you got your B. Okay? Hey, give me a B. B, you got your B, you got your B. Give me a L.
L, I got your L, I got your L.
Give me a M. What does that mean? Black lives matter. What does that mean? My life matters. Give me a B. B, you got your B, you got your B. Give me a L.
L, we got your L, we got your L.
Give me a M.
M, we got your M, we got your M.
What does that mean? Black lives matter. What does that mean? My life matters. Give me a B.
It's kind of dope, right? So we got Keno coming up next. You know what I'm saying? We waiting on Keno. Keno. Like, come on, let me hear. So we waiting on Keno to come up next. We have some Black Lives Matter coming up. You know what I'm saying? So let's see what we got.
Hey, everybody. This is actually kind of like one of my first performances in front of a lot of people, so work with me. All right, so I don't really have a title for this, kind of something I just really written just to go along with the theme and everything. But it goes like, sometimes I sit back and observe. I stay quiet, but I see all the curves. This world is filled with so much fakeness, from news to social media. It's all made for us to attack us. It's not black against white or rich against poor. None of that matters. They just want an all-out war. We need to come as one. Work on us first, then the rest will come. Spreading love is the key. We need to wake up. The racial fights is mainly a cover-up. The government don't care about none of us. This is the main subject we need to discuss. These politicians play a big hand. They post these news clips like they're real, but it's part of their plan. I mean, most of the rioters during the Black Lives Matter movements were paid by politicians to cause violence and war amongst all of us to have us in Holocaust conditions. That's all I got. No, I got another one. I'm just playing. So this one is really called Death. I feel like a lot of people nowadays with everything that's going on could probably relate to this. Someone you was close to at one point in time may have died. So I used to be scared to die, but then I got older. I started to realize as the years go on, this world gets colder and colder. I feel like it's easy to die, but even older for us to live. You could be the strongest person, but this world drains all you have to give. With each family death, my emotions start to cease. I start to cry less because death comes with ease. Funerals come more often than life celebrations. And I know from experience, I did my own calculations.
That's right.
That's all I got. Mainly on Facebook, Kino Kayla Day. That's it.
Y'all give it up for Kino. Yes, she set it off up in this piece. She act like she's shy. She ain't shy. She got that. So next up we have, Zabrion? Where you at? Zabrion, you coming to the stage. Hey, hey, hey. Y'all give it up for Zabrion.
All you want is airtime, but all I see is deadlines, and you just want that gold mine. Well, I got me about like 4 mines, trying to get to 8 mines, then across some state lines. I'm running barefoot across the globe, ain't worried about no landmines. I was raised up in this war zone. You ask me if I'm traumatized, I'll tell you move the hell on, because I don't play the victim, but I'm twitching, slightly reminiscent of that man against the all test who was a fan of the Pistons. Listen, I used to roll around this neighborhood with no L's, rolling L's. While they was busting shells. I know you like that hood shit, nigga. I know you like that good shit, nigga. But peep the context, because I'm nervous and I'm paranoid. Don't translate that to bitch made. I just feel the void. My God destined me for greatness. I feel that destroyed. I'm in the whip, smoking loud, trying to kill the noise. It was us against the boys and me against my morals. Was once a golden child, I'm falling off my laurels. I wanted real, but ended up fake. Another mistake, another helping hand that I had to break. I'm broken. I feel broken, can't help but feel exploited, man, I played token, it's hard to move straight, I'm late, I'm no rook, just wanted to be smart for food, but I can't play by the book, now nigga, you seen all they took, don't ask me about no fucking hook, and you seen all they took, don't ask me about no second look, if you seen all they took, don't ask me why my cousin cooks. That's just a run-on sentence from my man Rail sentence, and it's his birthday today. And little polo sentence, and when will they get to the ending? When will they get to relax? They growing, they let them out, they take them back, they growing old, they missing racks. Now tell me, who gonna make that back? How can a hometown zero grow up to be the savior? Asking for myself, I'm gonna need that answer later. I don't want no reparations for a later generation. I've been working, fuck patience, I'm allergic to waiting. Thank you.
That's what I like to call a word engineer. Right? Right? Like, wait, where did he go? He was talking, he said, peace. Oh, that, yeah, he dropped the mic, literally. So, if y'all want to look up here, wow, like, just wow. Wow. Can you come up and talk a little bit about your art? Because this is amazing. Like, all capitals. Amazing.
All right, everybody, I go by Moore. You can find me on Instagram, Moore.graphics. So my journey through art was kind of crazy. I'm kind of like the jack of all trades. Whatever the client wanted, I would do it. If I didn't know how to do it, I'll find a way to end up learning how to do it. Through all that, I needed to find my own identity. What is more, how did I come up with this name? As I look to everything, I'm like, more just happened to be my favorite words. Like, did I do enough of this? No, I can do more of that. Did you wake up? Did you do enough exercise? No, I think I could have done more. Did you study enough? No, I can do more. So that word just stuck with me. So that's my name, Moore. Right here is one of my very first pieces. Not in this style, though. It started out with the first painting that's in the white shadow box. So it's street art. So I started out looking at a guy named Sketch Art. He does numerous street arts, and he pumps them out real quick. And I saw his work, and I was like, oh, I want to do that. But just didn't get around to it, and happened to be this older black woman. She comes into my studio, Love Up Studios, and she sees the artwork that's all around. And it was, I can't remember the artist at the time that was showcasing, but she saw the price and she was like, oh, that's a little bit too much. And she was like, do you do art? I'm like, yeah. She was like, what can you do? And I showed her a video of sketch art. She's like, you can do that? I'm like, yeah, I can do that for you. I ain't never done that before in my life. I was lying like hell. But I told her, give me about a week and a half and I have something for you. And sure enough, I made this piece for her. And she comes back and doesn't know what she's going to see, what she's going to get at all. And she looked at it and she was like, bust out in tears and everything. And I was like, yes, I did it. I did it. Yes. It only took me like literally hours and hours of messing up. But like I said, I kept to that name, more, do more, keep doing more, keep pushing more. And now eventually made it my own style. Like I stopped doing that style and made my own version. No one really does this at all, taking street art and doing layers or anything. So, and I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I'm still doing more. So I'm like, I haven't even reached my final transformation yet. Like, I don't even know what the final level is yet. But if anyone wants to buy anything, you know, you can come to me. I'm always down to do mad different ideas. I love anime. So, I mean, nerds out there, you know, please hit me up with some topics. I love that. You know, I am the living nerd out here. So everything starts around 200. I'm willing to work with y'all. I know times it's rough. So payments, whatever we can do. If you want to do $1 a day to get a painting, you know, we can work on that. You know, we can do a whole year plan out here. Yeah, I can do that. Hold on 1 second. I literally just got done with this at 2 a.m. I was like, I wanted to bring a new piece here to showcase. I haven't showed my artwork in a gallery or anything. And since
what I liked about that piece is I think I saw you going live with that, where you were actually creating that on Facebook.
Yeah, I was showing. I made a video and everything. Yeah, I made a video and everything for it. Crazy thing about doing this, I seen someone doing this on TikTok, and I was like, oh, I want to use that, but I kind of want to somehow combine this with that. I don't know where that's going to be at yet, so at the meantime, I'm just trying to figure out this glass painting. Obviously, if you look at the back, it looked like nothing. This is what I see when I'm painting it. No one sees this, though, really. It looks like nothing. It looks like a bunch of blob happening, but then when you turn around, obviously, the work shows itself. And if anyone doesn't know, this is Bleach Tosin, you know, only black dude on Bleach, you know. But yeah, like I said, that's all I really got to show. If you got any questions, I'll be sitting over here in the corner just minding my business, you know, doing what I do best. And yeah, I'm always down to talk, scratch out some ideas, hit me up.
That's right, y'all.
Y'all give it up for Mr. Moore. Now, don't forget to support black business. Y'all, check out these paintings. Check out, oh, did you say where we can find you at, brother?
Yes, Moore.graphics.
Moore.graphics, y'all. Give it up for Mr. Moore. All right. So, we have a very special poet coming to the stage. Like, when I think about her, I could just cry. You got some tissue? I'm going to need a tissue. So this is my baby. Okay, I'm a quick being silly up here. This is my baby, Miss Jessie Marie, my partner and my little sis. Hey!
How y'all doing tonight? Hey, y'all. So what's even funnier is the guy before me, he's actually my boss, you know. But he is so humble, and honestly, I love working for him. Like, Level Up Studios, if y'all have never heard of them, y'all should check them out. They're amazing. But I'm going to do a little some, and then we're going to take a little break. And then we're actually going to get into the virtual part of the show. So they're not here, but they're here. You know what I mean? Yes. So I actually wrote this poem about a year ago. And the first time I ever recited it was here on this stage. Before it was this stage. They did some remodeling. I'm trying to tell y'all, they redid it. Y'all better get at Uncommon Grounds because they put some work in, okay? So Level Up and Uncommon Grounds, y'all ain't never heard of them before today. Y'all better get with them or get lost. I'm trying to tell y'all. Okay? this poem that I wrote is called Black. And I'm going to start here. Black, of the very darkest of color, owing to the absence of or complete absorption of light, the opposite of white. Melanin, a brown to black pigment occurring in the hair, skin, and iris of the eye and my people. It is responsible for the tanning of our skin when exposed to sunlight. We just ask that you give us equality. Excuse my French. But we, as a community, say fuck your notoriety. Not only does our skin absorb the sun, but our hair defies gravity. The same way our heritage defines most of your minds. We were set up for a life none of us signed. Black, the color they claim my skin to be because they are too blind to see me. I come from a culture that suffers from the worst kind of separation anxiety. A culture who is beginning to see that our biggest success comes from the eye, but we. Black, beautifully crafted people who stem from royalty, yet we've been a slave for the lack of loyalty. A black, one of the strongest of all race. Black, we're just, you know, staying alive has become a daily case. Black, a culture they will never give support. Black, a culture whose only seat they give is a defendant in court. Black lives matter, but they defame it with senseless chatter like blue lives matter. What about the blue lives who take off their capes tonight and are left with nothing but melanin? Divided we fall, but together we win. Black, a culture fighting to reverse the curse that we live in. Black, to be fair by those who hate us because we're magical and mortal. Afraid that the time is now for us to walk through our ancestral portal. Black, beautiful just like the galaxy, just full of stars. Black, we are the police, the lawyers, the judges, the politicians. You are done putting our innocent faces behind bars. We stand behind our president, Barack Obama. Man, y'all tried to discredit the goat, fuck a llama. We stand behind all legends stripping the melanin. Before they were conceived, you told them that they could not win. Our time is now, and all against us being one should take a bow. Transforming while on our prime optimists. We are done bowing down to any ignorant cuss. We come in peace, yet you act as if we unleash the beast. Shooting us in cold blood for the pigment in our skin. Now let what I'm about to say sink in. Knowledge is power, your education is key. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Kobe. Right. Yet you use my black brothers and sisters as your shooting spree. We must learn to live together as brothers and or perish together as fools, you know, Dr. King. Today we are the Steelers. We're taking all the rings. Today we stand together as kings and queens. No more divisions. Today we are a team. Like Kobe did for the Lakers, call us the takers. I will elevate my people. Ending racism for once. Together. Once for all, no more sequels. Black, why do you still talk about racism when it was hundreds of years ago? I asked why 2021 and y'all still killing us though. We've been a slave for 4 centuries and a year. how much more do the backs of blacks have to bear? 1619 is when it all started, yet you ask why we are angry. Our entireties are starving, our souls are hungry. How do you steal human beings and make them build your country? We are Adam and you Eve, but we are treated as if we bit the apple from the tree. How are we the ones living in poverty in a country we built? The guilt alone should make you wilt. Leave us alone while we get back on our thrones. We are done being looked at as monkeys. Our souls pour out magic as if it was magic to magical bees. The life you have chosen for us shall cease. Black, it's time to stand together as one. Black, it's time to finish a race that they think that they won. Black, it's time to beat this post-slavery mindset. Black, a wise man said you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, and that's a bet. Black, be like Kobe, Black Mamba mentality. Black, only you have the power to change your reality. Black, stand 10 toes down with your head held high. Black, fight for every Black death, injustice, and cry. Black, spread your wings and let's fly like a flock of birds. Black, scream until your voice is heard. Black, today we will create generational wealth. Black, today we are free and can now focus on repairing our mental health. Black, you will no longer have to work twice as hard. Black, they've taken this shit too far. Black, let's raise this fucking bar. Black, today we are military and today we fight. Black, today let's end this senseless war. Black, today let's take the shot. Today we score. Black, today your bark will say nothing, yet volumes is what your bite will speak. Black, we are done turning the other cheek. Jesse Williams said, just because we're magic doesn't mean we're not real. And Black Jesse Marie says, fuck the plea, we're done with their shitty deal. Black, of the very darkest of color, owing to the absence of a complete absorption of light. Black, melanin. A brown to black pigment occurring in the hair, skin, and iris of the eye of my people. It is responsible for the tanning of our skin when exposed to sunlight. Black.
Yes!
So I feel like we need Herb to come up here and give us a little sunshine. I'm just saying... He was trying to stand in the backlight, but I just feel like we need a little bit of Herb up on this front stage. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Right. You feel me? Like, we need Herb just right here on this front stage. Let him know. What you say? That's your dad and your boss. Let him know.
That's what's up.
Yeah, boss, man. We need you up here.
All right, so that light is bright in the mug. So I'm a pastor. That's one of the things I do. But so it's whatever. So I'm just going to give you what I got, and you do what you do with what I give you. Doodling so that my hands get used to this, from fist ball to caressing strips of pages engaged with intimate objections. My obsession with complaints tainted by my desire to rise above dove like I take flight to see the big picture. My mind set like a fixture nailed to the walls of postmodern life. My heart set like a fire with the unction to kill this strife. My body is a fife that plays out both their tune and a struggle to reflect society's incredible bend toward doom. I sit in a room, a small room, the number marked 13-9. I sit and wonder if the blunder of Christians in history could ever be torn asunder by the words, love one another. Did the scripture stutter when it spoke of loving one past color? I shudder to think that it's only me in this room alone, just waiting to be free, free from color-coded Christianity. And maybe it's a fantasy that my children and your children will stand together in weather-integrated rooms in which to offer praise to the same one almighty. Might he be confused that we use this house to deny the united front, a house divided and crumbling as we fumble for an excuse? Whatever is comfortable, it's closer to where I live. They look more like I do, better noonday food, not as rude. And I justify why Sunday morning is the most segregated time of the week. I've lost my appetite. I can't eat. And I still wonder why Sunday morning is the most segregated time of the week. And now I justify why Sunday morning is, and we complete the cycle by denial of its existence. Persistence to racially divide gives us sustenance to the relevance of fears, perversions, and with precision, we are flooded by diversion. Any time one tries to rectify the church's racial division, it must be okay. We say, I saw a black guy and a white guy on Christian television. We choose to ignore that this is our decision to mask the destruction of our piety that is color-coded Christianity. We should break the body that ignores that one hand is white and one hand is black. Whose image are we looking at and whose image do we think we are skewing? I don't think that's what it means to not let the left know what the right is doing. And we're not fooling ourselves to believe that the eye has no need of the ear. To be complete, we must cease to compete for a place in his right hand. I'd rather kneel than stand in his presence and claim that there was no difference. An insistence on repentance comes as a holy decree, and we are perpetuating treachery, no longer slave nor free, Gentile or Jew, segregated by hue. I don't. Do you? There is insanity if we continue in this color-coded Christianity. The fruit falls far from the tree, rolls far from the water, and plants itself in a million-dollar altar. You can receive Jesus too, and it's free for 99 cents a caller.
So, like, he's so humble, but, like, he's amazing. Can y'all agree with me? Can I get a little round of applause for... Right. I bet most of y'all don't even know who he is. And, you know, he might not want me to let y'all know, so I ain't even gonna do that. But just know he great. So I just want to thank all of y'all for coming out. We're gonna take another intermission. And the next thing we're going to do is have our virtual people come up here for y'all, okay? So thank y'all all for coming out. Give yourselves a round of applause. Give every artist that came out here and showed their art. And every yes, ma'am. What, you got something else to give us? What's
that? Yeah, I think I might got something.
Oh, wait. We might have somebody else here for y'all. So, you know, I'm going to go on and pass this mic over, okay?
Is y'all tummy saying yummy, yummy, yummy? Because guess what? We got some treats in the bag. Sweet potato pies if y'all want some. Until the next. And I'm out. Oh, the mic took me. Ooh. Give me a beat. Ro, where you at, Ro? Give me a beat. Give me a beat. Hey. Give me a beat. Hey. Give me a beat. Where you at, Ro? Hey. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Hey, 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 hey. I can't hear you. I love Uncommon Ground.
So you out there listening, whispering, staring, I'd like for you to feel your thoughts. Know that they're not in vain. There is compassion existing. We're listening. I don't have all the solutions or conclusions, but I've seen the illusions and I've touched the real. And it appeals to a longing for peace. Ceaselessly, we've longed for the more in store, and I implore you, reach out.